The Avett Brothers will bring their music to the stage at Bojangles Coliseum on New Year's Eve, continuing a tradition that began two decades ago, in which the band plays somewhere in North Carolina to ring in the new year. Joining us to talk about it is Seth Avett, who along with his brother Scott have been very busy of late. Seth, thanks for joining us, and tell me a little bit about how this North Carolina tradition for New Year's Eve started, because I read it actually began at the Neighborhood Theater in Charlotte, is that right?
We wanted to make sure that no matter what happened, no matter what we said yes to throughout the year, that we would be in North Carolina for the holidays. And we felt that if we booked ourselves on the holidays, then we would have to be here for the holiday. So that was very much a practical consideration that has blossomed into this sort of haphazard quasi-family reunion that seems to be happening now every year. So we're really excited to be, basically just to be a part of it.
I see the end of the rainbow, but what more is a rainbow than colors out of reach?
Speaking about the familiar versus the unfamiliar, you guys are on Broadway, and I know that must still sound a little strange to you, but the Broadway show Swept Away has just been extended after it was about to end. Tell us what happened there.
The musical deal, and Broadway in particular, has been and continues to be an education for me to become a part of an ongoing performance that plays there. It's been really quite a journey and quite an education. Broadway is different than any other entertainment avenue. It runs on a different kind of fuel, and it is more expensive than a lot than most avenues of entertainment, and it thrives on big advertisement, big money, and big connection, and that is what it is.
A lot of things have been made into Broadway shows, but there's a story behind Swept Away. Can you share that with us?
Sort of the seed of the idea really came from our record Mignonette, which I think came out like in 03 or 04 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that record that we made was inspired largely by a book called Custom of the Sea, which outlined an actual event in the late 1800s where a ship went down and there were only a few survivors. And I won't spoil it, but it's an incredible story, an incredible journey to read the story. So I recommend anyone check it out if they have a chance. Neil Hansen wrote the book.
Well, let's wrap up where we started, the New Year's Eve show at Bojangles Coliseum in Charlotte. I was at the show 10 years ago where the giant ball broke loose and crashed through the stage.
Good gracious.
That was really something. I mean, you had to stream it one time back during the pandemic. I think that was supposed to be in Greensboro. I mean, there always seems to be a little curveball with these shows. Are things going to be calm this time around, you think?
I think that you're right in expecting a curveball. And that way, I think it's kind of like Christmas vacation, you know? It's not a New Year's thing. It's a human thing. We plan, and God laughs.
Seth Avett will be performing with his band, the Avett Brothers, in Charlotte at Bojangles Coliseum on New Year's Eve. Seth, thanks for your time. Looking forward to the show.
A pleasure, Woody. Thank you, and we'll see you soon, brother.